A new era in transportation in western Massachusetts begins in a few days. After being closed for decades, Union Station in Springfield is reopening following a years-long $95 million restoration and redevelopment. 96-year-old James Sullivan remembers Union Station during its glory days.
I remember coming down from Northampton. We used to come down on the old railroad down here. Quite an operation. It's real nice. We didn't spend too much time here because they were just loading you up and get you out of here.
He described the train station he first saw in 1939 as a bustling place, crowded with people waiting to board a train or coming from one that had just arrived. There were places to grab a hot dog or get your hair cut. Union Station was in use from 1926 to 1973 when it closed. Now, after standing derelict for decades, it's been brought back as a modern transit hub for inner-city and intercity buses, as well as trains. The driving force behind the project is Congressman Richard Neal. When he announced his candidacy for Springfield City Council in front of a dark and empty Union Station in 1977, Neal promised to revitalize and reopen the station. It took 40 years, but he kept the promise.
Sometimes in the course of a career, one has the opportunity to say they've had a chance to participate in a it-will-never-happen moment.
In the decades that followed the closing of Union Station, various proposals to redevelop the property came and went. In 2008, local, state, and federal officials unveiled the project to restore and renovate the station's main building and demolish an adjacent baggage building to put in outdoor bus bays and build a 400-space parking garage. The original price tag was $65 million. By 2011, Neal, using the now-forbidden earmarking process, had secured $38 million for the project. In the summer of 2012, the U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood came to Springfield to announce $17 million for the project to allow construction work to actually begin.
This is just a win-win-win, not only for Springfield, but for the Northeast Corridor, but most important for people who are looking for a good job, a good paying job, and a long-lasting job.
A few months later, there was a groundbreaking ceremony with then-Governor Deval Patrick announcing additional state funding.
Your Commonwealth is proud to invest in a SEED project, which is about generating jobs and opportunity on this project, but beyond this project in this community, in this city, and in this region.
As construction work progressed, officials blamed the millions in cost overruns on problems encountered as a result of the age and condition of the building. The surprise discovery of a buried fuel oil tank resulted in a costly environmental cleanup. The final piece of funding for the project, $12 million, was announced in 2015 by Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito.
And we couldn't be happier to invest these dollars, because we know that an investment in Springfield is an investment that you will leverage and stretch.
The passenger waiting area of the station includes the original terrazzo floor and 54-inch marble-faced clock refurbished to working condition and hung in its original spot. Artifacts from the old station, including a baggage cart and a couple of old barber's chairs, have been restored and are on display. There are murals that highlight the history of Union Station. But the expensive project is about more than nostalgia. Mayor Dominic Sarno said it's intended to connect Springfield to a prosperous future.
And you can see such stations as South Station in Boston, what has become there, and that's what we're looking to have become here moving forward.
Union Station is reopening with very limited train service. There are only two long-distance Amtrak trains with scheduled stops. But Massachusetts Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack says, be patient.
We think that Union Station will grow incrementally as a train station. And remember, it's being built as a multimodal station. So folks who are there using buses, the folks who are walking in and using the service retail are important too.
After a project is completed to upgrade tracks in Connecticut next year, up to a dozen trains a day are expected to run between Springfield and Hartford, with some continuing to New Haven, where connections can be made to New York City. The prospect for trains between Springfield and Boston is being looked at as part of a statewide rail plan, according to Pollack. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.